Now, we want to start off this morning by, well, looking at the whole live entertainment section and what it's going to be like for some of the performers who are returning to stage now as the restrictions are about to ease. Well, Conall Gallan is a comedian, well known from Ballybuffet, and indeed known for his comedy, his acting, his singing, and he has written many comedy songs, plays and books over the past. Like everybody else in the entertainment world, he has been off stage since the beginning of the pandemic and will return this coming weekend. So we decided to invite him onto the programme this morning to find out how he coped with having to cancel tours and indeed how he feels now about going back and what the change was from having such a very busy life touring to all of a sudden having some free time on his hands. So Conall joins us on the programme. Good morning to you. Thank you indeed for taking our call this morning.
No problem at all, John. How are you?
I'm not bad at all. And I suppose more importantly, how are you? Are there butterflies there in the stomach about the whole prospect of returning to the stage and performing in front of live audiences again?
Oh, God, yeah. You know, 19 months is a long time, especially when you thought you were going to be off for about 2 months. You know, I've never been off for 2 months before anyway.
That must have come as a major shock and a major shock to the system. And any performers and musicians and people that I speak to who have been out week after week after week, to all of a sudden going to having this time on a Saturday, on a Sunday, on a Friday night when you'd be preparing yourself for a gig, maybe travelling to whatever end of the country or indeed the world in your case, it must have come as a major, major shock to all of a sudden have such a void left in your life.
Yeah, well, it sort of, for me, it wasn't so much of a shock because it the way it happened, when I look back at it now, I did a gig in Ballymena in County Antrim, and that was the last one I did, but because we knew we were closing up for a while. But again, we thought it was going to be for a week or two. So as the time wore on, it was sort of a slow shock, you know. We found your time off, which was great. I mean, I thoroughly enjoyed the time off. And then it dragged on and on and on. And as I said to somebody, I didn't know whether I was redundant or retired.
And for a lot of people that would be in a similar situation to you, that is one of the big challenges, again, that they faced. And the novelty factor would wear off. Having this time off, being free at the weekends, obviously there was that novelty factor to it at the very start. But then a few weeks into it, did you start to get itchy feet in any ways?
Oh, God, yeah. You were sitting here on a Thursday or a Friday thinking that you shouldn't be here. You know, normally we'd be away somewhere, either down the country or abroad or something. And, you know, every Friday evening you're sitting there going, I shouldn't be here. Do you know what it is? I've been doing this for 35 years, John, and the opposite to that, I remember way back in the 80s and the 90s, I remember actually, because I looked at an old diary, and where I did 59 nights on the trot with no night off, and then to have 59 nights off is a completely different animal altogether.
It's from one extreme to another.
And to another, yeah.
Talk to me about how you've passed that time and you filled that time. And I know somebody like you that would be creative, that would always be coming up with stuff. Did you decide to do new routines? How did you pass the time, Conall?
Well, my son Rory works with me, and as he always says in the outfit, he's the ideas man. But he'd always wanted to write a children's book. So we decided that's what we'll do, and we've written five plays at this stage, and toured them. So writing the book was a different kettle of fish, and so we did that and thoroughly enjoyed it every bit as much as writing the plays. We also started two more plays, and we've written an adult book. Whenever you've written a children's book, and when you say an adult book, people think, oh, naughty. No, it's a book for grown-ups.
Yes.
You know, isn't it amazing when people, oh, it's an adult book, yeah, oh, that must be dirty. It's not. It's just not for children. But we wrote that thinking it wouldn't take us too long. I remember sitting here in January thinking, God, we'll have this finished by the end of January. But then we decided to record it as an audio book, which seemed a simple enough prospect at the beginning. Mm-hmm. But it took us up until the end of August. But it was hilarious crack. We brought in our actors, and I narrated the book, and it's called The Cost.
Right.
And it's it'll be due for release now, very, very shortly.
Okay.
Everything's done. So with all that, and then we've been writing some songs as well. I'm actually going to do the studio this evening to record, hopefully, one song, if not two, anyway.
Okay, well, look, at the best of luck with that. And now, I want to talk to you about what it's going to be like now returning to stage. And you're in the Hawkswell this weekend, and obviously that's going to be a big event for you. How do you feel about going back? There's a number of things I want to ask you about. Obviously, we spoke about the butterflies being there, and they say if you're not nervous doing something like this, well, maybe perhaps you shouldn't be at it. So the nerves are there. The hunger is there. Do you feel in any ways that, you know, you are worried about COVID now, and how do you feel audiences are going to react? And is there a confidence there that audiences are going to return to live venues?
I know. I think that they are going to return. I'm cheating here because I have made a return to stage. But I did the Harvey's Point Cabaret. They did five shows instead of the normal 18. So they asked me to do some of the shows. So I did those, but they're completely different from my old show. And it was only a half an hour spot, and I can tell you the first couple of times I was very uptight about it, but once you get into it, now that was a few weeks ago, so I'm back to being uptight again.
Minutes on stage and all that is going to evaporate. One, this might sound like a very simple question to ask in some ways, but something, say, looking at your act, and something that's very, very important on it is that connection that you have with the audience and how you as a comedian and indeed as a performer works the audience. And you can very much gauge by the smile on their face, if they roll around the place laughing, if something is going down well. With masks and everything now that's going to be in place, is that going to be more difficult to get that connection and to gauge how an audience is responding to a particular act?
Well, I don't know if the guidelines are so strange. I don't know if you have to wear masks in an audience when you're seated. You don't have to do it when you're eating. I suppose you couldn't really. But
some might decide to. Some might decide, again, depending on how the restrictions are. Do you feel, though, that it would, something like that would affect the show, though?
You would worry, would it be a barrier if you can't see people smiling and you can't see people laughing? But then again, a lot of the time in theatres, you can't see most of the audience anyway because of the lights.
Yeah, fair point.
You know, so you generally see the first two or three rows. Mm-hmm. So, and they're the brave people. So
they're the ones that could be more than likely or not pulled up onto the stage. Talk to me for a minute, if you will, about the whole entertainment sector and the live shows and how everything like that has impacted on the performers, not only on the performers, but the people that would be involved in the technical end of things. It's been a horrific period of time for anybody that's been involved in live events. And, you know, a lot of damage, unfortunately, has been done to the industry, and it's going to take it some time to recover, I presume.
Yeah, a lot of damage has been done. But there's an organisation called the MEAI, the Music and Entertainment Association of Ireland, and I say a fella from down the road here, Mark McGranahan, and Jackie Conway in Galway, and it started just as a group, but then they became representative of all the artists and engineers and sound people and, you know, all the technical people, and which was great because we never had anything like that. Entertainment was treated as a hobby more than, you know, by the powers that be. I was something devised at the weekend. They didn't appreciate it that people did this professionally, that this was how they made their living, that this was why they didn't claim dole because they were earning money and they were paying tax. And it took a long, long, long time for the government to respect that. And even during last year, there was a few moments of disrespect when everybody was off work. There was the pandemic, the PUP thing, and that was 350. And once most people went back to work, except everybody in the entertainment business who couldn't go back, there was no way they could go back. Once everybody went back to work, they dropped it to 300. And in the second lockdown, everybody went off work again. So they put it back up to 350, which showed you that they didn't think the entertainment section was as important as everything else. Most people will tell you that entertainment keeps the whole thing alive.
No, it does. And for people's mental health as well, you know, to be able to go back to a show like yours in a venue like the Hawkswell, where you can maybe at the end of the week sit back, relax, have a good laugh at things, not take everything so seriously.
Yes.
Something like that missing, that has been absolutely devastating and is surely impacting on people's mental health as well.
Of course it is, but and on the mental health of the performers. But, you know, you said at the end of the week, people not only go to a show at the end of the week, they look forward to going to that show, you know. So their mental health that week is you know, what's the crack? I'm doing this. And I'm going to a show on Sunday night in the Hawkswell. You know, so they're already looking forward to it. That's put a shine on the mental health a bit. You know, mental health's the most important thing.
Yeah.
Because, you know, and I know that from being a comedian, probably know it better than most people in the entertainment business.
Well, I can tell you there's a great response to the fact that you are going back on stage. People are contacting us here. Here's one of the messages. Conan Gallen is a fantastic entertainer. Love his shows. And that comes in from one of our listeners who's tuned our way today and is very much looking forward to it. So the suit is dry cleaned, as the old saying goes. The act is polished at this stage. And you are just... it's more biting at the bit now to get going at this stage.
I was just thinking there, the suit is polished and the act is dry clean.
Absolutely.
I cannot wait.
Okay.
I honest to God cannot wait. There's no feeling on earth like doing what I do. I'm Jacobs. I'll tell you one thing, I've discovered anyway, I'm no good at growing vegetables.
Well, look, it's great to see you going back and doing what you do best. Conan, the very best luck, not alone at the show at the Hawkswell, but on all your many shows, hopefully in the weeks, months, and indeed years to come. Great to talk to you as always. It's fantastic. Anytime I ever get to see you live, I absolutely love it. And the very best of luck to you.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody at Ocean. You're brilliant. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you very much indeed. Conal Gallen, isn't it great to start off the week on a positive note and a bit of humour, and, of course, the show coming up at the Hawkswell. You know something, it's brilliant to see live shows and events coming back, and I can just gauge there by the reaction and the text messages and calls how people are looking forward to going back and seeing the likes of Conal perform live again. Some degree of normality, surely, but slowly returning.